Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby coming to you today live. It's Monday, April 24th, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a huge success. So hopefully all of you that are listening today, you are ready to implement and accomplish your business goals this week, and you are ready to make it happen for yourself. Well, today, guess what, ladies? It's my birthday, and I am so excited and so glad that God has given me yet another year of life. I'm very, very honored to be here on this earth, and I'm excited that I am alive, right? That's something to actually celebrate. And I am so thankful to my mom who had me and all of the memories that have been made over these decades. I won't say how old I am, right? But I am so excited about all of the memories that I have made over these decades. And I'm even more excited about all of the things I have yet to accomplish, all of the dreams and goals I have yet to achieve. So I'm very, very excited about that. Our theme this month has been momentum, the force behind your success. And as you know, success requires energy, immediate action, and literally a true commitment to see your goals through to the end. You know, if you've ever worked hard on a project, and I'm sure most of you have, you know how much physical and mental energy it can take. And yes, you'll even sweat and breathe harder and burn calories as though you were exercising when you are creating a lot of momentum and moving fast for your business. But the thing is, I just don't want you being busy. You've heard of that expression before, right? You know, busyness is one of those things that if you don't watch out, it will give you a false sense that you're doing all of the right things and you're doing a lot for your business, and yet you don't have the monies to account for all of that busyness. So we want to make sure that you're doing the right kind of busy, right? We want to make sure that you're busy doing all of the things that are going to help you bring about monetary success as well. So very, very important. So I have a hot topic for you today. As we close out on this last Monday of April, I have a hot topic for you that I know you're going to love, and that is the power of systems. Today, I'm going to discuss what it is to gain momentum and literally how to create systems that will help you get going. Now, also on today's lineup, I've got the 5 questions to spark your abundance. We've got upcoming teleclass, Embracing New Beliefs to Support Your Vision. That is definitely happening on this Wednesday. So, again, I want you guys to make sure you visit us over at womenaboutbiz.com and sign up for that particular teleclass. And, of course, for those of you that are new to the show, I just want to share who we are. This is Successful Woman Radio. We are sponsored and brought to you by Women About Biz, a personal and business development network just for women. And, of course, you can visit our main women's website at womenaboutbiz.com. We're all about providing women in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. And isn't that what we all want, is to generate that income that we desire? You know, sometimes women stray away from the money part and they say, well, you know, I just want to follow my passion. I just want to do something that makes me happy. But at the end of the day, look, you can't do a lot of those things without money. You know, you say you want to take your family on a vacation. Well, you need money to do that. You say that, you know, you need to buy new equipment or new supplies for your business. Well, you can't do that unless you have money. You want to pay for your children's college. You want to get a tutor for your kids. Or you want to redesign your house. You want to buy a new house. All of those things require money, and even just for daily sustenance and daily quality of life, you are going to need money. Can I get an amen on that? Absolutely. So money is right up there with breathing and water, right? It is. But the difference is that God provides us with the water, the air. He provides us with everything. And he also provides us with the ability to generate an incredible income, right? So we're the ones that have to create a means or a way to bring about money for ourselves. And what gets us somewhat confused is that we oftentimes have more experience working for someone else and helping to make them successful than we have our own selves. So we have to really get used to making sure that we know how to boss our own selves. So again, our hot topic for today is the power of systems, and I'm going to be sharing with you 8 ways to develop your success system in just a little bit on the show. Now, today's show is only going to be about 35, 40 minutes, so go ahead and get your notepad and your pen out right now so that you can take some good notes, okay? Very, very important. So what we're going to do is move right on into the 5 questions to spark your abundance. Here's question number 1. Who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Now, mind you, ladies, these questions are very, very important to ask yourself, and why they are is because it is through the power of questioning that you can begin to take on your leadership role and better manage and better direct where your business is going, and also figure out how you're going to generate additional streams of income. So these questions you need to ask of yourself as often as you need to. So number 1 was, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Well, of course, you shouldn't sit back and just wait on customers to come to you, but it's important for you to go out there and brand yourself and make sure that you are an ambassador for your business, as the leader of your business, making sure that you connect with as many people as possible and letting them know who you are and what you do. And also making sure that you ask them that question, is this a service or a product that you need at this time? If so, I'd love for you to become my client. Here's number 2. What can I do to generate cash this week? Now, where I said cash, you need to replace that with an actual dollar amount. You know, so often we think too broad or too general, right? We say we want a lot of money, or we want enough money just to pay our bills or just to get by or to break even. But that's really not saying anything. We need to be definite with purpose in mind, right? So it's important for us to say exactly what it is that we need for this week. What can I do to generate $500 this week, $2,500 this week, $5,000 this week? You need to figure that out. Now, mind you, that question is definitely going to lead you to a subset of questions, because you're going to have to figure out, well, what do I need to do to generate this cash? How can I make this happen? What do I need to, what kind of projects or what kind of products do I need to push? Maybe I need people that have purchased from me before and see if they would like to purchase this new product or consider purchasing or retaining me with this new service. So it's important for you to pay close attention to that question and just not put the dollar amount there, but answer the question, right? Figure out how you can generate that amount of money. And then number 3, what can I do to be a better leader this week? You know, look at the things that have gotten done in your business or the results that you have not seen that you would like to see, and ask yourself, how can you lead your company to that next level? What skills do you need to get there, to make it happen, okay? Don't forget also, as a leader in your company, it's so important that you go ahead and create a position description for yourself, okay? Just like you would hold someone that you personally hired to manage your company and run your company, you would hold them to a position description. You need to be creating one for yourself. Here's number 4. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up this week? Let me read that over for you. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Here's the thing. You know, when you're marketing your business correctly, there are certain things that are just going to happen. You are going to get calls. You're going to get emails with people inquiring about your service. If you have a functional website with a form on there for people to complete in exchange for some type of compelling offer, such as a free product or a report, what have you, then people are going to be filling those forms out, giving you their contact information. And these are actual prospects that you should be following up with, right? However, there are also possible collaborations from you being the ambassador of your business. See, we get back into that leadership role. And so when you're out talking about your business or 15-minute presentations about your company and how you can help other people and how you can benefit them, okay, you're going to have people coming up to you wanting to talk with you more about that. And some of those people might be possible collaborators, right? But when none of that is happening, then guess what? Back to the drawing board you have to go until those things start happening. And lastly, number five, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, here goes a question that is going to cause you to have a subset of questions that you will end up asking yourself, because if you've not created a marketing strategy, right, if you don't have a marketing plan in place, then that's kind of like the first place that you have to start. You must have a marketing strategy, a blueprint to get you there. And again, if you don't, then what's going to happen is that you don't necessarily know the ways to market your business or to actually get there. Okay, so let's go ahead. There are the five questions to spark your abundance. I hope that you guys will take those questions, hold them dear to your mind, and go ahead and start putting those questions into action for yourself and using them as often as you need to. Remember, you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking action. Well, again, as I said before earlier, today is my birthday. I'm so very, very excited to be here. We had to actually end up canceling last week's show. And again, I want to say in advance just this huge, huge thank you to all of my dear friends and longtime listeners who were so concerned and worried, because you know it's very, very rare for Successful Woman Radio not to be on the air. However, I was in the hospital, right? And so I could not do the show, and it was like one of those things where it was like too late to get somebody else to do it, too late for me to put on a recording, so it just kind of fell through. But I appreciate it. The one thing that it did teach me is how many people love me, and I am so blessed to have so many people to be so concerned. Well, I'm dealing with a little bit of high blood pressure, and it got out of control again. And so just keep me in your prayers as I work with doctors and they work with me in finding a medication that's going to help me out. And, of course, I am already on a health kick, already trying to eat healthier, exercise, and do the things that I need to do to be healthy. And, of course, as you get older, you're going to all experience different levels of health. And it just so happens for me, I've got high blood pressure on both sides of my family, really heavy there, and I happen to have it now. So I am working on it. So again, keep me in your prayers, and I'm just so thankful to all of you who have been emailing me and texting me to see how I am doing. A big shout out to my dear friend Rhonda Frost, who has just, you know, kind of held the fort, and she continues to share with Women About Biz and her dream startup and Successful Woman Radio with all of the individuals. And I just so love her and appreciate her. And again, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about having good friends and other people who have your back, even when you don't know that they do. And I am just so excited about that. Later on, I'm going to be sharing with you 8 ways to develop your system. So, again, stay tuned. Go ahead and get your notepad out, because I know that you're going to find this information very, very useful. We've got an important teleclass that is coming up this Wednesday, and I will be sending out information later on about it, but I do want to share it with you. It's called Embracing New Beliefs, Transforming Your Thoughts to Create Your Success. You know, ladies, when you truly want business success, you must do more than just say it. You must embrace, indeed, help you create it. It's easy to say, you know, I want to generate $10,000, I want to gross $1 million a year. But here's what I have learned over the years. If your beliefs are not there to support it, no amount of preparation or skills is going to make it happen. This teleclass is for those of you who are tired of the same old thing month after month in their business, which is either no money earned or not enough of it earned, okay? I'm going to share with you how I had my breakthrough to generate more income and how I broke out of the box to be the authentic me. Most importantly, I'm going to share with you how I created new beliefs that have positively changed my life and my business like never before. So during this teleclass and this webinar, because you'll, for those of you who can get in front of your computer, you'll be able to see it on the screen as well, you're going to learn the number one secret to seeing your success now, how to eliminate negative habits. You're going to learn new ways to accomplish your goals more effectively and ways to create new beliefs to help you in creating your success. And trust me, I know what I'm talking about, 100% sure of it, because I used to think negatively all of the time, and I would speak positive but think negative, if that makes any sense. And a lot of times you'll be real surprised about how you can think negative. You can take a positive thought and twist it negative. For example, you can say something like, you know, I'm excited about all of the potential monies that I'm going to make, but I don't know if I'm going to make it happen or not because I don't have all of the resources. See, you see how that starts turning into a negative? And so as women, we just have to be very, very careful about what we say. And we have to be careful about what others say to us. And most importantly, we must embrace new beliefs to start transforming our thoughts into success. This webinar is all about, and I want to encourage all of you that are listening today to go right over to womenaboutbiz.com as soon as you can and register for it. Now, again, once you get to womenaboutbiz.com, all you really need to do is just scroll down on that front homepage a little bit and look to the far right in the right-hand column, and you will see upcoming events. So all you need to do is just click on Embracing New Beliefs, and it'll take you directly to the page you need to register. Now, this is a free webinar teleclass, so there is no cost to it, but I can guarantee you it is well worth your investment of time. So I hope that you will participate and that you will get yourself prepared and ready to receive some great information and hear my testimonial of how embracing new beliefs can change your life. It's 12:24 after the hour, and so what I want to do right now is I'm going to go right into 8 ways to develop your success system. Again, 8 ways to develop your success system. If you have not taken out your notepad, what are you waiting on? These are great notes that you're getting ready to take, and I want you to be able to file them so that you can go back and look at them and figure out how you can put many of these things into action for yourself. Okay, let's go ahead and look at this, 8 ways to develop your success system, okay? And this topic is a subtopic of our overall theme, momentum, the force behind your success, right? And so I've had many people to ask me, how do you stay so organized, or how do you get so many things done with Women About Biz and then with your credit repair service that you do? How do you make all of these things happen? Okay, the answer is that I have learned how to use the power of systems, okay? And so I want to say to you, for anything that you want to accomplish, you have to have a system worked out from the beginning to the end. It's the only way that I know of to truly achieve maximum success. If you think about it, and I'm going to give you an analogy for a minute. If you think about it, our whole universe that we live in is a divine system, right? everything is interconnected. Everything works with precision because that is the way God planned it. And so we live in this big universe that is a part of a bigger galaxy that has, guess what, millions and millions of other planets just like ours, and yet we are able to exist. We are able to see the tides rise and fall and have a time management system. We are able to breathe air and oxygen. We're able to do all of those things because of a divine system in which we live. So if we live in a divine system and God has always worked in a divine system, then, you know, we have to ask ourselves, then, if God works in a system, why aren't we working in a system? And that's exactly the question that I asked myself when things weren't working for me, when things weren't falling into place properly, and when I wasn't getting customers or clients calling my phone. I didn't have anybody to collaborate with. And, you know, it dawned on me that, you know, no matter how much information I learned or heard, nothing was going to happen until I create some type of system to have it all flow through, right? So from the start of an idea or a project, you must always first sit down and do your due diligence by creating a blueprint, a system, a step-by-step process of how you're going to start and how you're going to end it, okay? So the first thing in 8 ways to develop your system is write down the end result of what you're wanting to achieve, right? As a leader of your business, it's all about keeping the end in mind. That motivates you to keep moving forward. It propels you. It draws you to it. It pulls you, right? As a leader, you need to understand and know, for example, what are the goals that you're trying to accomplish this year, this quarter, this month, this week? What is it that you are supposed to be seeing happening? That's very, very important. And you won't know that unless you think with the end in mind. So that's the first thing you have to do in developing a successful system, is that you first have to look at the end in mind, and then you back up to where you are, and then you create a step-by-step process to get you there. Now, one of the things that I have always recommended, especially for business owners, is to create a daily operations plan, because this is one of the systems that's very, very important. And a lot of the time, I know that there are individuals that have said, I'm my own boss, but I don't know who's guiding me. I feel like I need somebody to tell me what to do. Well, guess what? That is what the daily operations plan is all about. And as a matter of fact, I actually took that word daily off of it, and I really just call it the operations plan right now. But I'm going to give you a quick way of tapping into that, okay? If you go to one of my websites, TrinaNewby.com, and that's my name spelled all the way out, Trina Newby, NEWBY.com. And then once you get to the website, if you click on the link Growing Your Business, okay, then you will see the article Creating a Daily Operations Plan right there. And it's going to give you step-by-step instructions for how to assemble your own operations binder and what you need to put in it, okay? So that's going to give you a good idea. But first, before you even do that, keep in mind that number one, to develop your success system, is you have to write down the end result of what you're wanting to achieve. Here's number two. Write down the milestone or deadline of when you would like to see your idea of project or project completed. Everything has to be timed. And so if you didn't give yourself timelines or deadlines of when things need to be done, you would just keep moving on and on and on again. Of course, you have the freedom and the flexibility to move that timeline or that deadline around as often as you need to, but not too much, I would say, right? Because you really want to hold tight to the first thing that you have set for yourself, which will motivate you to move swiftly. But it's important for all projects, all goals, anything that you want to do or accomplish, it's important for it to have a milestone or a deadline, okay? One and the same. Here's number three. Once you have done that in developing your system, you need to list all tasks that are associated with completing each of the goals that you have established for yourself. Now, many of you that have taken my Goal Setting 101 teleclass for women, you know I talk about this a lot. I have a hierarchy or structured system for how things should be done from a goal-setting perspective. And so I'm going to quickly give you that. Now, if you're taking good notes, you'll catch on to it, right? But the structure, the hierarchy is first, of course, everything starts with a vision. And then from a vision, okay, then you have to write that vision down on paper to make it plain. So you're actually taking your vision from the spiritual realm, your mind, and bringing it into the physical realm, right, by writing it down on that paper. And then you can have more than one vision, okay? We often do. And so for each of the visions that you have, each one of them must have a set of goals to support it. See, goals is like the fuel for the fire. It sparks the flame, okay? It sparks the flame and it gets everything going, which is so very, very important. So without goals, most visions can't even be accomplished because a lot of people have their vision and they get really excited about it and they almost can taste or feel the success that would come from it. And so sometimes that's enough to keep them going until they realize I can't really experience it in real life, though. I want to experience it in real life. So what's going to help you bring your vision out of that spiritual realm and bring it into that physical realm, make it real for you, right? Something that you can see, feel, hear, touch, experience, is that you have to set goals to it. So very, very important. And it's going to oftentimes be more than one goal, but it's going to be a set of goals that will support each of your visions. And once you create that set of goals, guess what? It does not stop there because then you will have to list tasks. And that's what number three is in the 8 ways to develop your success system, is you have to list tasks to support each of your goals, okay? And oftentimes this is where it gets a little complex for a lot of business women and a little bit overwhelmed. But I'm telling you, if you do it in this way, if you create your structured systems in this way, it's going to be a lot easier overall. Here's number four, plot all my milestones and deadlines and tasks on a master calendar. So it's important to have a calendar system. So as a leader of your company, you can have a bird's eye view of when things are due, when you need to follow up with individuals that you might have delegated to, okay? Here's number five, identify which tasks you'll complete and which ones you'll delegate. You know, again, as a note, when you delegate or contract someone to do a task, always set a deadline to also hold that individual accountable as well. And let me throw in that you also need to give them a description and an expectation sheet of how you want things done and when it's supposed to be due. And all of those things are very, very important because even though you delegate something, we're not saying that you're supposed to advocate it, which is to give away. No, you are delegating with expectation of a positive return, okay? Here's number six. List any challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing your goals and your tasks. That's so very, very important. And this is another blocker that happens to a lot of women when they are goal setting. Oftentimes they don't take it out far enough or they feel accomplished because they've listed out all the to-do items and plotted it all on the calendar. But here's the thing. If there were any challenges that presented themselves, if there were any reasons why you can't fulfill that task, then you're just going to push it from one date to another without actually accomplishing it, right? So it's very, very important, very, very important that you identify challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing your goals and tasks, okay? And then number seven is always about finding solution to your challenges, knowing how you're going to solve a problem, an issue, or a challenge to getting something done, okay? And then number eight is going to be important to make a list of people that can serve as your support team, assist you in making it happen. And I call that your power team, okay? And a power team is a list of people. They don't have to be full-time employees or contractors, but these are individuals that can help you get things done in a shorter time, okay? Listen, ladies, creating a system prior to implementing any idea or project is going to help you decrease procrastination, help you to stay focused, as well as being better organized. And so there you have it, 8 ways to develop your success system. Hopefully you took good notes on that, right? I am going to post this as a blog entry on the Women About Biz website so that you will be able to go back to it. So give me today to do that, and then in the morning when you wake up, you'll be able to go to womenaboutbiz.com and look at our blog. Just click on that in our top red menu bar, and you will be able to read 8 ways to develop your success system. Well, that's all I have for today. I am getting ready to move forward with my birthday celebration for today, getting ready to head out to lunch, go get my nails done, all of that good stuff, and just be thankful for today. And so, again, a big thank you to all of you who have been sending me birthday wishes over Facebook and the other social media channels. I've been getting some personal emails and texts. Thank you so very much. I want to just leave you with these words of motivation. This week, ladies, let your week to step up and step out in the role of leadership and ownership happen. Ensure that you are clear on your goals for the week in the areas of sales, marketing, and follow-up. And remember, you must hold your business in priority if you expect it to yield you profitable results. Stay tuned for next Monday, May 1st, as we have a whole new thing for you. I wish you joy, peace, and love. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.